Walking through the imperial gate into the nave, we remember Procopius's impression of the dome. Rising above this circle is an enormous spherical dome that makes the building exceptionally beautiful. It seems not to be founded on solid masonry, but to be suspended from heaven by that golden chain, and so cover the space. That was indeed a remarkable sight for an age only accustomed to relatively small buildings covered with timber ceilings. Paul the Silentiary, a poet and high official of the court, wrote of his impression of the church. At last the holy morn had come, and the great door of the newly built temple groaned on its opening hinges, inviting emperor and people to enter. And when the interior was seen, sorrow fled from the hearts of all as the sun lit the glories of the temple. And when the first glow of light, rosy-armed, leapt from arch to arch, driving away the dark shadows, then all the princes and people with one voice hymned their songs of praise and prayer. And as they came to the sacred courts, it seemed as if the mighty arches were set in heaven. Procopius's impression of a suspended dome was caused by the light streaming through the windows underneath and creating a ring of light that illuminated the shimmering gold mosaic. We can still sense some of the magic experienced by these first visitors to the church, even though much of the original building has been lost through neglect and destruction. A closer examination of the dome from below reveals irregularities that some may find surprising. They are only to be expected, since they reflect the numerous repairs and deformations caused by earthquakes and wear and tear of the 1,500-year-old building. Domed buildings had, of course, existed before Hagia Sophia. They were invented by the ancient Romans and used routinely in public bathhouses. By far the most famous domed building before Justinian's was the Pantheon in Rome, built some 400 years earlier in the 2nd century AD. The dome of the Pantheon, the largest in antiquity, is also larger than Hagia Sophia's. But this came with a trade-off. The dome, which rests directly on the walls of the building, determined both the shape and the size of the building. It also determined the character of the interior. Although beautiful in design, the Pantheon's interior is dominated by the overwhelming mass of the huge concrete dome and the massive walls that carry it. The only source of light is the large round opening in the dome. Hagia Sophia's more advanced structural system allowed for an interior that was not only much larger than the dome, but also filled with light, streaming from the numerous windows in the walls and from around the dome. This astonishing interior was achieved by placing the dome not on the exterior walls, as at the Pantheon, but on four immense arches that rest on four massive piers, thus achieving a span of 31 metres. The transition from the square to the round dome was accomplished by filling in the empty corner spaces with spherical triangles, called pendentives. This structural innovation made it possible to expand the building with vaults and semi-domes far beyond the extent of the dome. Walking further down the nave and looking upward, we marvel at the interplay of hemispherical elements in the superstructure. The brilliant solution to extend the dome with a system of adjoining semi-domes creates a uniquely harmonious expanse that is equally impressive from any angle. The spatial unity of Hagia Sophia's interior stands as truly unique among the great buildings of the world. It is appreciated not only for its size, but also for the brilliant structural innovation and the uniquely harmonious interior space that makes Justinian's great church a true architectural wonder and one of the most significant and influential buildings in history.